feeling hungry, I'm not going to make it any easier for you this morning. It's time for the weekly fit, and Tung No from the Noodlies blog is joining me in the studio. Good morning, Tung. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Happy eating.
Yeah, happy eating to you too. Now, you've been to Malaysia recently and found some delicious delights over there. Tell us all about it.
Well, you know, Malaysian food is actually big in Sydney. Mm. You think about Mamak, you think at Petaling Street, you think of all the other named restaurants. So I thought, oh, great, I'm going to Malaysia. Let's just see what else we can uncover while we're there. Mm-hmm. So I thought, hey, why don't I stay at Petaling Street? So that's kind of, it's a Chinatown area of KL. Mm-hmm. But it's not a sort of place that tourists normally stay because it doesn't have, you know, the usual five-star hotels. It doesn't have the usual...
Not as easy.
It doesn't have the easiness around it. And you can do easy in Malaysia really well.
Yeah.
You know, just think about all the resorts they've got for, you know, for up in Langkawi and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to, not slum's not the word, but I wanted to kind of dig a bit deeper.
Experience the local flavour, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, if you can actually get quite reasonable hotels in the area, and then... the hotel I stayed at, you literally walk out the door and the entire street is full of street food.
Wow, yum.
And my favourite thing, which I have no idea because, you know, not coming from a Malaysian culture, love Malaysian food, but not coming from the culture, mm-hmm. One of the things that is kind of almost everywhere you go, but you don't see over here, it's a street food called Lok Lok. So L-O-K-L-O-K.
Lok Lok, okay.
And all it is it's an entire stand that they pack... you know, they unpack and pack every day. So it's like a street food stall, but it's full of every imaginable meat, vegetables, seafood, all fresh, just sitting there. And you as the punter come and go, oh, I'll have that. They give you a plate. You pick,
like a pick and mix kind of thing.
Pick and mix, and then you hand it over to them, and then they cook it there and then over coal, bring it back to you, and you have it. They don't sell small... bottles of beer. They sell, I think, 750ml bottles.
Okay, so big bottles of beer there.
Great, but so Lok Lok you've got to try because mm-hmm. It's one of those things which you actually can't get here.
Yep.
And another thing which I've kind of discovered, which is very common for breakfast over in Malaysia, is kaya toast.
Kaya toast.
Yeah. So what it is, it's a jam that's mm-hmm. made that you put on toast, mm-hmm. but it's made of eggs, coconut milk, sugar, and if you use with a little bit of pandan leaf flavor. And it just sounds so simple. So we have peanut butter, mm-hmm. peanut paste for those from far north Queensland, peanut butter for all of everybody else.
It's called peanut paste in far north.
It's called peanut paste, and they just refuse to call it anything but peanut paste.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm. So that's what happens when you have a partner from far north Queensland.
Okay.
But it's just so simple, so delicious because, you know, fresh white toast sucks it all in. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you have that with kopi. As I find out, a lot of the Malaysian food is phonetic spelling of Australian terms. So kopi, which is coffee, yeah. is spelled K-O-P-I. So kopi, you have okay. kopi cham, which is... tea mixed with coffee mixed with condensed milk.
Wow, okay.
So you'd be kaya toast one mouthful, kopi jam with the other. it's really fun.
Hey, can you get that, do you think, in Sydney? Is that going to be...
Kaya toast you can, but the thing is, I think some of the grocery stores, you can actually buy the toast and you make the toast yourself. But as I've discovered, it's like when people go to Vietnam, they have the Vietnamese condensed milk coffee and everyone loves it and they buy it. But when you do it at home, it's not the same. It's just
not the same.
Same everything else, but it's just not the same.
Okay.
And the other thing which I kind of think everybody should try mm-hmm. is, and you can definitely get it here, but mee goreng, just fried noodles. It just sounds so simple.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they put in there. I'm sure there's MSG in there somewhere. But soy, chili, everything, and it just mix. And, it's just every mouthful is a mouthful flavour that you just can't quite get there. And have it with beer. Everything tastes much better with beer.
That's my life motto, Tung. So there you go. Now, mee goreng you can get in supermarkets and stuff, but it doesn't sound anywhere near as good as what you can get.
And you can get it in restaurants here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when we go to Malaysian restaurants here, we'll end up getting, you know, the standards, the laksas, the roti and everything else.
Yeah.
And you kind of forget that those little unfashionable or common dishes. But I think that's what I've discovered in this trip. It's the simple things which people eat actually more often, which is actually much more representative of their culture.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know... as a newbie, I'd be expecting to see Luxe sold in, you know, every street corner and everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You actually don't as much.
Okay.
You can get it. And just for everybody else, there's kind of two types. There's Curry Luxe, which is a Luxe we're used to, which has, you know, coconut milk.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a... another type of Luxe, which is a bit more pungent. So if you're not careful, you get the other type of Luxe. So if you want the Luxe that you're used to, ask for Curry Luxe. But so you'd be expecting all this, but you get a lot more Lok-Lok. You know, whenever we heard about Lok-Lok, and you can't turn around in the streets without bumping to a Lok-Lok stand.
Well, there you go. A look at some delicious street food from Malaysia, Tung Noh. Check out the blog Noodlies. Tung, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Catch you next time.